to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we look at the buzzard. This bird of prey is native to Ireland and can be found in mostly rural and woodland areas. Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland and Biodiversity Officer at Offaly County Council, Ricky Whelan, say they have been hunted in the past, but their numbers are now growing again.
The buzzard is a species that's very widespread indeed and common across the water in Britain and all across Europe. So it's a species that tends to be very successful. It's kind of been an anomaly, really, that they've been up until now so rare in Ireland. Of course, a lot of that goes back to historic persecution. This is a bird, let's not beat around the bush. It's obviously been subject to all sorts of problems over the years with people hunting them and shooting them because they feared them. It's been great to see that mindset changing. I mean, there's still some places where there's some more work is needed, but the fact is most people now realise that these birds are nothing but a benefit to our countryside. It's great to have them there. They're no threat whatsoever. And that's why they've been able to re-expand across the country and recolonise. And they did it by themselves. They're not like the red kites or the two eagle species that had to be reintroduced. They did it by themselves. So
I'm glad you brought that up. They're on their own steam. And I mean, it's not been easy getting here. I mean, the timeline, if I just summarise it a little bit, back in the 19th century, they went extinct due to persecution. And in the 1930s, they were making a bit of a recolonisation from Scotland, which ultimately failed because myxomatosis was then introduced, killing the rabbits, which was their main prey species, and that would have knocked them back. And again, going extinct in the 1960s, before, again, a recolonisation from Scottish birds in the 70s and 80s, only up north again, where a population was growing. But the spread down to the Republic of Ireland was very slow and not happening, and likely due to the use of strychnine, which was a poison used quite commonly to kill foxes and crows and other sort of vermin, I suppose. Mm. And buzzards being carrion eaters and scavengers were picking up those carcasses and dying of strychnine poisoning. And until 91, when strychnine was banned in Ireland, they just couldn't push on past the border, really. But we're lucky, since it's been banned, they've been making slow and steady progress south and east, and now we're seeing them spreading well west.
Yeah, I mean, I see them now a lot of the time when I'm out walking around my area where I live in North Wicklow. Wicklow is a real stronghold for them. We're getting lots of reports from around Dublin. For the last few years, anytime I'm driving on the M50 now, you see buzzards sitting on the lampposts, flying over the roads. And a lot of people tell me, oh, I've never seen them before. And if you're one of those people, I'd say you just haven't been looking at them and you haven't known what you've been seeing, because you have seen them. They're all over the place now. Big bird of prey, wingspan well over a meter, big broad wings. And they do look very much like an eagle. They're lot smaller than an eagle, but they're still a hefty bird, and they often just perch there waiting, looking for prey, because they're quite lazy hunters. You know, they'll take the easy option, they'll let the prey come to them rather than have to do all the work themselves. But yeah, one of my favourite things is at this time of year now, they're starting to soar in the sky. You get that mewing sound that they make, which I think is a beautiful sound.
How high could buzzards fly?
Well, in terms of buzzards, I'm not sure. I know that lots of these other birds of prey, or raptors as they're often called, they use these thermals, these columns of rising warm air, to get up high in the sky, then they can glide between the thermals. I know that some species of vulture have gone so high that they've actually been seen from commercial jet aircraft at their cruising altitude, which is insane. I don't think the buzzards go quite that high, because they wouldn't really need to. They're not migratory birds, really. They are to a little bit of a degree in Southern Europe, but not so much here. They just sort of drift around. So they want to get high enough so they can see their prey, but still, they don't want to go to too much effort.
There was one paper that suggested that on average they fly it around, when they were flying high, migrating, circling around 400 metres, but they have been up to 1,000 metres. Mm. And there's been bird strikes off common buzzards at 1,000 metres. It's quite amazing, and I suppose at 400 metres they're probably scanning the landscape for carrion and potential prey. But at 1,000, you'd be wondering. I mean, it's probably just migration or sheer fun. I don't know.
If I could do that, I would, because I imagine it must be a laugh, going up that high. I don't know if buzzards think in those terms, but the fact is, though, it's a very efficient way for them to move between A and B, and they would have some predators themselves, at least in other parts of their range. Not so much in Ireland. Obviously, a fox on the ground would grab them if they could. In a lot of continental Europe, one of their big predators are actually eagle owls. So just imagine, yeah, there's a big owl that actually eats big birds of prey. We don't have those in Ireland, but perhaps that that sort of ancestral memory is still there somewhere in their genes.
You can find out more on ours2protect.ie, and there's a fact sheet about the buzzard on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.